Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just-arrived collection of swim and other sun-ready silhouettes. Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made-to-be-seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine. Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
We love a little bit of drama around here. Secrets, affairs, backstabbing, betrayal. Prime Video has it all included, like the new history-bending love story, My Lady Jane, and the sexy romantic new movie, The Idea of You, starring Anne Hathaway. Or add on channels like Max for drama-filled favorites like HBO original, The White Lotus. Find your happy place. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Are you looking for a fabulous fashion brand that celebrates you? Then look no further than BostonProper.com. Boston Proper designs are unique and made to fit flawlessly. BostonProper.com is a unique fashion destination where style-savvy women go for a one-of-a-kind look and sophistication. I was just there checking out what they have, and they have the cutest summer styles. I can't wait till all of my stuff comes in the mail. Sign up for VIP access and enjoy 20% off. Shop at BostonProper.com and wear it like no one else.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM. Let's create.
One, two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
Five, seven, eight.
Hello,
eight, nine, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
All right. Let's just let all of our guard down and let's just open up to the universe and let's talk about stuff we normally wouldn't talk about.
Okay.
You ready?
Sure.
You have some guts?
Okay.
Okay.
You first.
Let's talk. Okay. Oh, happily. Weird things you do, but you never talk about them. For instance, I'll keep it simple. I'll start simple. And let's see in 15 minutes how far we can go with
this.
Okay. If I'm home alone, I still close and lock the bathroom door if I go to the bathroom.
You lock it?
Oh. I lock it.
Is it habit or are you afraid someone's going to break in?
I don't know. I've done it since I was a kid. I automatically lock doors when I go into the bathroom. Always. I just do. And I think it used to be when I was a kid and my mom or dad were trying to chase me down to spank me.
Yeah.
I would run to the bathroom and
lock the door.
And it was that kind of knob where if you just turn your thumb to the left in a circle, it would lock the door as you're slamming it shut.
Oh, nice.
There you go.
See, I'm the opposite because I have kids and I feel like I've always, in case they needed me, kept the door open, that I'll be sitting on the bowl and the door comes flinging open and they're
you
like,
gotta lock it.
Hi, Mom.
Okay,
it's
so
terrible.
So what do you do though? Is there, okay, Danielle?
Yeah.
What do you do that you don't talk about?
I got to think about this. I don't know.
Well, I'm going to stay on the bathroom toilet theme.
Oh,
okay.
We go.
All right. Very nice, Gary.
What I do and I don't talk about is the only time I open up mail is sitting on the toilet. I hate snail mail. I hate catalogs. I hate stuff in envelopes. I check it like once every 2 weeks.
So you're multitasking.
So I literally take a pile of mail.
And a pile of poo.
At the same time.
And I sit there and I literally... I'm just doing my business.
Okay,
just open up envelopes and I'm throwing stuff in the garbage, and that's the only time I'll open up mail.
And so now you've talked about it.
Yeah, and I never told anybody
but
this.
Once you tell people what you do in private, it's not really all that awful. We all do things.
Yeah, for sure.
Bethany's brewing. She's got one
I'm
brewing.
I'm trying to think. Because I've talked about all of mine. Like, as soon as I come home, I immediately, if I don't take just my pants, I take usually all of my clothes off when I get home. I hate wearing clothes. So
there, she said it.
There's that, but I've said that before.
All of your clothes off?
Well, like, I'll walk around in, like, bra and underwear. But, like, I just don't like wearing clothes.
I thought you said brown underwear. It's like, no, but you said bra and underwear.
I don't know. I think I sing, I write Broadway songs and sing them at home to myself and, you know, whatever object I'm working with. Like, if I'm cooking, I sing to the pan. If I'm watering plants, I sing to the plants like I'm Snow White.
I think so many people do that, where they stand in front of the mirror with the brush and they go, I'd like to thank the Academy, just in case.
I've never done that.
One day I get a
award. But remember, I admitted this on the air. I actually would kiss myself in the mirror to see what it looks like to kiss me.
I did that growing up, for sure.
I did that like 2 days ago.
Yeah.
But anyway. See, this is my point. These are the weird things we do, but we just don't talk about them. Right. And I want everyone listening to this podcast to do this with your friends. It's kind of a fun exercise. But so far, Greg T hasn't said anything. David Brody hasn't said anything. Danielle hasn't really admitted anything.
Well, I will admit one thing. So I scratch my scalp. Anyone else do that? Like, you know, when you
get like, good.
Your scalp gets a little dandruff or a little like, you know, dry area, and I will scratch it, and then look at the white in my fingernail. But sometimes I scratch it to the point where it starts to bleed.
Oh, no.
Oh, well, you said to admit embarrassing things. So why are you growling at me now?
All right.
Judgy big pants right. over there.
I don't undo clothing.
Pardon me?
What?
So. I don't unbutton shirts. I'll wash them buttoned and then throw them over myself buttoned.
Okay.
I don't undo ties once I make them perfectly. I will loosen them and hang them up on the tie thing I have made. And then shoes, once I tie my shoelaces, I tie them enough where they're loose enough where I can slip my sneakers on and off.
I don't ever tie my shoelaces.
Well, I leave like 2 buttons open. Oh. I know how many buttons I need per shirt.
I do the same thing with shirts.
So I don't have to. And if I have like a dress pants with a belt, I'll leave the belt on. If I know I don't have to clean the dress pants, like if I know a thing coming up, I'll go, you know what? I'm going to wear those in a week.
The belt's already in there.
The belt's already in there.
But I do the shirt thing. I'll unbutton the top 2 buttons and take it off the hanger, then put it over my head and not unbutton the entire thing.
Yeah, I got no need for that.
That's very smart. I never thought of that before. That's a time saver.
So my weirdness is smart. Thank you.
I do that too.
All right.
You're just jumping on the bandwagon now.
Do you, when you're by yourself in the house, it's dark at night, do you ever check all the rooms and make sure you check all the doors and make sure they're locked?
Yes.
I check rooms because I'd like that, you know, that creaky house I have in the country. Mm-hmm. When I'm there alone, Max and I will go together from room to room and closet to closet and check every square inch of that house.
I only have one room. That's a killer house. Like, the house you live in is an area where I would check every window pane.
Oh, for sure.
Right. But like where I live now, I just check the back door and the front door.
My mom and stepdad live in a killer house where there is a certain area that you just, they live near an area that is very dark. And so if I stay over, I will not go in certain rooms because it's so dark in there and the windows look out over to just like nothingness.
Oh, right.
I won't go because I know that if I look out the window, I'm going to see a dude all in white standing out just distant enough that I can see him. And when I blink, he'll be closer suddenly.
Yes.
I won't go in with it.
He'll have a chainsaw.
If I stayed in your house, I would put a couch over the basement entrance.
Yes.
See, don't do this. And I'll tell you why. More people are murdered in urban areas than suburban and in the country. Just saying.
My mom lives in she has a brook behind her house and it's all woods and just the brook. And so
is it babbling?
It's babbling. She says it's the babbling brook. And you hear it blah, 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 while you're sleeping. And then you hear a little bit of the wind in the trees. And because there's nothing back there. It is like you're in one of those Jason movies where Jason's about to come out and like kill you or
so
something.
So do you ever stay out there alone? Do you ever check all the rooms?
Oh, you check everything. My mom's house is so... I told you, my mom has several ghosts that haunt our house.
So
I check everything.
Garris is joining us. Trying to keep it on topic. It is... Like, what things, weird things do you do that you just don't talk about? I just said I check every room in the house if I'm alone.
Like, do you scratch your butt and smell your finger?
I shower... facing the door, because I feel that someone will come in and kill me in the shower.
Yeah, because that's where they usually kill you.
That's good,
I will not see it, so I always face the door.
When I shampoo I always clear out my eyes as fast as I can and open them because I know someone's standing in the bathroom.
May I ask a general around the room question poll
please,
survey?
By all means, and Nate, don't think you're off the hook here. And Greg T.
I've been trying to
go ahead, Bethany.
Okay. I have something. Let's assume you have a standard shower head where it comes down from the wall at kind of a 45-degree angle.
Mm-hmm.
do you face the shower head or face away from the shower head the majority of the time?
I always face it.
I'm a 50-50 guy.
Away.
Yeah.
Away?
Away.
Garrett 50-50. Says away. T, what do you do?
My back is to the water.
Back is to the water, Brody.
No, I face the water until that 10 seconds I need to turn around.
Danielle?
And then I go back.
Face the water. Face,
Nate?
I usually face. It's 50-50. I love feeling the water hit my head.
Strange. I've never faced the water.
I always face the water.
Oh, all your private areas are in the front. You want that water to hit it.
I face the water like if I'm rinsing my face off, but like in a general state of washingness, my back is to it.
I cup the water. I cup the water and then bring it to my face, and that's how I wash my face.
Yeah. Huh. Okay, interesting.
Interesting.
Just was wondering.
Okay, so Greg T, what do you do that's weird? You just don't talk about it. Talk about it. I would really, you know.
Okay. So I hold my pee in until I really have to go, and then I go outside and I enjoy peeing on my house. So what?
How much time left, Kelly? This is the point where we
could
shut the mics off.
Good boy.
He just said he had an enormous bush.
And I enjoy going inside between the house and the bush.
Why do you do that?
Opening up my pants and just standing there.
You like being outside? Is that what it is?
I love
you feel like you're out in nature.
I love
and you're
being
doing
free.
One of the most natural things, which is urinating.
And I just completely let it urinate and I just go.
And you pee on your house.
And I just pee.
Why do you pee outside your house or you pee on the house?
On the house. I just spray.
Well, it's like he's marking his territory in a way.
Well, Elvis, the weird
really
thing
like
is,
it.
He holds it in, but he has to walk outside. He passes two bathrooms in his house.
Right. So yesterday, for instance, I had to go pee. It was after dinner, but I didn't want to go to the bathroom.
No, you want to go outside. Now, have you ever tried to analyze this and figure out why you love it so much?
The weirdest thing is that
there's something
to myself,
weird about this.
I said, I wonder, you know, how could I bring this into a topic and like admit this? Now here we are doing this.
Okay, but
I feel like why are you?
Okay, we're here. Can we figure out why you do it? Why do you do it?
Did you put a chip in me and you're following me?
Answer the question.
If you could just focus for 1 minute, why do you think you pee on your house? I've never asked this question to anyone. Where's Rob Shooter going? Don't leave, Rob.
I don't know.
We've got to go upstairs and do it. Okay.
I don't know.
He's going up.
So it's dark on that side of the house, and there's a bush, and I like to go in between the bush and the house, and then I stand there.
The question is, why do you think you do it? Why do you enjoy it so much?
Because when I pull my pants down, my wiener, I don't have to hold it. And it just sprays without having to hold anything. So you feel so free, and the urine comes out
but
so
nicely.
But
why on the house? You have a forest behind your house.
I just love the sound of it hitting not the shingles.
Does your family know you do this?
No. Nobody knows. I also try to aim it. So we have like electrical work. So the electrical, the wires come down, they're grounded. And I try to pee on the grounded portion.
You shouldn't be peeing on electric wires because that will shock you.
That's what I've heard.
They say never pee on electric fish.
I've been trying to get that sensation. I wanted to see if I can get that up into my urethra.
No, that sensation. It'll blow your dick off.
So far, it's never happened.
I honestly
think it's not true.
It only happens once.
What, Daniel?
I think we can do an entire 15-minute one of just weird things that Greg T does.
No, Greg T is at his heart an exhibitionist because when we had the party, Elvis, at your farm, he was naked for 4 hours.
I loved it.
You were naked in front of dozens of people.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yes.
I'm concerned for you. Right. I think you hate your life. I think that's what this psychological says.
No, I think he's loving his life.
Okay,
everyone, calm down. Can someone please Google peeing on electrified things?
Okay. I'm kind of worried about his penis because I have a feeling it's going to fall off soon.
There was a story many years ago in New York about a man who peed on the third rail. The third rail is where the electricity comes from.
Yes.
And the electrical charge went right up his urine and killed him.
It does. I'm telling you, you'll die.
Don't. I haven't gotten it yet, though.
No.
Well, you know, because you're still here.
Because you're alive, you ass.
I haven't died yet.
Okay.
Dude, I'm
straight
still
Nate,
alive.
What do you do? Oh, Rob Shooter, don't think you're
How can I follow that? There's nothing I
what
can possibly say.
What weird thing do you do, but you don't talk about it?
Besides the killing.
Greg T pees on his house. Go.
I don't know if I could follow that. I mean, I was going to say that I like tan line fetish porn, but I don't... I've already said that on the show, but I can't follow a guy that pees on his house trying to electrocute himself with his urine stream.
I can't.
Now, you will die. Greg T, don't be stupid. You're going to die. Rob Shooter, what about you? What do you do that you don't...
I have a really unhealthy obsession with Liza Minnelli. But really unhealthy.
What makes you feel unhealthy?
Because this is all I think about. My mind thinks about Liza all the time. I just think about it like if I'm by myself. I think, what's Liza doing right now?
We were in a hotel and she was staying down the hall from me once. Yeah.
I would have had to see her on Arrested Development.
I just loved her. I love her. I love everything about her.
Okay. But you know, and this is something you don't talk about.
I don't talk about it because it's unhealthy. Like, you can be like a Liza Minnelli fan and gay, and actually that's quite normal. But yeah. You can't be like, I think about, like, oh, what would Liza say? I have conversations with Liza. I really do.
I love that.
That's so funny.
Sometimes I see, like, a sparkly, like, blouse. I'm like, oh, that looked lovely on Liza.
Oh, my God.
Well, I'm glad you're talking. By the way, you're in a room that's a safe room.
It's a safe room.
Yeah, we only have millions of people living.
According to New Jersey law, Greg T. could be fined up to $2,000 or 90 days in jail, according to New Jersey law, for
peeing
outside.
But it's his property.
For peeing outside. It's his property.
For peeing out. He's still outside, though.
Well, no,
nobody sees me.
Well, see, if they do see you, that's public lewdness.
I hide in the bush.
If a TP's in the woods.
Yeah, but okay, it's
did anyone look up why you should not be peeing on electricity?
Well, the problem is that according to LiveScience.com, Mythbusters says that it's not likely because...
Yeah. Likely.
Urine, as soon as it leaves your body, goes into little droplets. Individual droplets. And so it's unlikely that...
It's hard to get a sustained stream to... Yeah. Conduct the electricity. I saw that episode.
There you have it.
But yeah.
I just enjoy it. It's just so nice.
I don't know. I remember the story about the guy that peed on the third rail.
And I don't care if that's like an old wives' tale or not. I believe it.
If you got close enough and the stream was like an inch long.
All right, now on the serious side, on the real serious, no funny.
He's hung like a pancake.
The other thing that I do that's sort of weird that nobody knows.
Oh, wait, hold on.
I told you this should be tomorrow's podcast.
Okay, guys,
the whole
we have 60 seconds left, so go.
No, on some days I like to sit in the stairwell by myself and cry.
Okay, tomorrow on the 15-minute morning
show. I've done it several times. I've sat in the stairwell for
here at work?
Yeah, for like 5 to 7 minutes and just cried.
That's good, though. Yeah. You're getting those emotions.
Call me, I'll come cry with you.
If he goes home and sits in his own pee and cries, we got a podcast.
Yesterday, I did it yesterday from the sales floor down to the lobby.
Why are you crying?
I sat there in the stairwell.
Why are you crying?
I don't know. I felt it was coming over me, and I just sat down.
Did anybody see you?
No.
And then by the way... That's fine.
Yeah.
That you know what I think.
True.
I think it's sort of healthy to be in tune with your emotions. If you want to go cry it out, absolutely.
So at least he's not peeing in the stairwell.
So I cried yesterday and then I left. That's true.
All right. And then he cried in the car on the way home.
Sometimes you gotta cry. I cry in the shower.
Then he went home and he peed on his.
Did I mention I don't undo my ties?
Yes.
Did I mention that?
That's so weird, Brody.
I recommend you guys try to pee outside today. You'll really like it.
Well, I live in the city. I don't know.
Oh my God.
I live downtown. I can get away with it.
Let's go to T's house.
The 15-minute morning show.
Are you looking for a fabulous fashion brand that celebrates you? Then look no further than BostonProper.com. Boston Proper designs are unique and made to fit flawlessly. BostonProper.com is a unique fashion destination where style-savvy women go for a one-of-a-kind look and sophistication. I was just there checking out what they have, and they have the cutest summer styles. I can't wait till all of my stuff comes in the mail. Sign up for VIP access and enjoy 20% off. Shop at BostonProper.com and wear it like no one else.
Have you ever wondered what it would be like to have supervision, enhanced hearing, extraordinary reflexes, to be, dare we say, superhuman? Well, Roku's new Pro Series TV can't do any of that for you. But with a 4K screen, side-firing speakers, and a blazing fast refresh rate, it'll sure feel like it. Elevate your entertainment using all your favorite apps like iHeart and play all your music, radio, and podcasts with the new Roku Pro Series. Your senses aren't better. Your TV is.
That world has eaten up and spit out a lot of young and attractive guys.
This is the story of one of fashion's dark secrets.
I was overwhelmed. Like, I had never seen anything like this.
At the height of Abercrombie & Fitch's success.
This was me being carefully manipulated.
Being lied to, tricked, and traded like a commodity.
Investigating allegations that would take me into a world of money, sex, and power. This is World of Secrets, Season 1, The Abercrombie Guys.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like...
Whoa.
And...
Hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.